This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sacramento police are reporting Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence that killed six people and 12 were wounded. Police Chief Kathy Lester provided no information about the suspects or the motive for the shooting that happened a few blocks from the state capitol. All shooters remain at large. Ukrainian authorities are investigating possible war crimes by Russia after finding hundreds of executed bodies near Kyiv after Kremlin forces withdrew.
Bucha massacre is the most outrageous atrocity of the 21st century. By what we've seen in Bucha and vicinity, we can conclude that Russia is worse than ISIS.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba in the town of Bucha, 23 miles northwest of Kyiv city center, Reuters reported seeing a man executed with his hands tied behind his back. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sticker shock seems to be hitting most Americans as they purchase gas for their vehicles.
President Biden is releasing 1 million barrels of oil every day from the United States' Strategic Petroleum Reserve as critics continue to come after him for his restrictions on American oil production. Frank Maricola is the American Petroleum Institute's Senior Vice President of Policy. He tells Fox News there's other things that can be done to lower the price at the pump.
If the administration really wants to be strategic here, they'll promote the production of oil and gas in the United States through development on federal lands and waters. They'll stop restricting access to pipeline infrastructure. Those are the things that are going to provide relief for Americans at the pump.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Denny Hamlin wins the NASCAR race in Richmond, Virginia over the weekend. Next weekend, they're in Martinsville, Virginia. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin has announced the mostly partisan congressional panel investigating January 6 has a goal to hold public hearings on their findings in May. Opponents of the commission remind America the only person killed that day was an unarmed civilian shot dead by Capitol Police, who then walked away scot-free. President Trump has called this politically motivated and nothing more than a witch hunt, referring back to February of 1692, the Salem witch trials, where 25 people were killed. Some of Ukraine President Zelensky's comments on CBS's Grammys show last night.
What's more opposite to music? The silence of ruined cities and killed people. Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died and we'll never see them drawing. Our parents are happy to wake up in the morning in bomb shelters, but alive. Our loved ones don't know if we will be together again. The war doesn't let us choose who survives and who stays in internal silence. Our musicians wear body armor instead of tuxedo. They sing to their wounded in hospitals, even to those who can't hear them, but the music will break through anyway. We defend our freedom to live, to love, to sound. On our land, we are fighting Russia, which brings horrible silence with its bombs, the dead silence. Fill the silence with your music. Fill it today to tell our story.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we got Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Just got back from Oregon with another Reawaken America tour with John Flynn. Mm-hmm. And it was packed out completely. 5,000 people in a large tent on a minor league baseball field. How about that?
Hey, that's quite telling. What's your takeaway with an event like this? You've been attending more and more ever since Clay Clark came to Anaheim Hills and realized the asset and resource that you are and says, "Look, I got to bring you along with me." you got to be one of the featured speakers because you bring so much wisdom, to these events.
Well, I'm just glad to be a part of a great team of people. And I would say 80% of them are pretty consistently on every event. And then, now Eric Trump has become a regular part of it. So he's been at the last four events, which is a great addition to what we're doing. And I've kind of started to shift a little bit around Phoenix, which goes back maybe 3 or 4 months, and really started to talk about God and country. But I asked people, which God?
Yes,
I know
exactly.
You believe in God and country. And since that time, Bill, since I started giving invitations for people to receive Christ, it averages about 20% of the crowd who gives their life to Christ. So we had over 900 people get saved on Friday in Salem, Oregon, the capital of Oregon.
Mm. It's unbelievable.
So,
see, and you and I have been talking about this because this is really what it comes down to, because you especially, Phil, God has used you as an instrument when it comes to understanding the prophetic, and we are living in prophetic times. I mean, we can analyze to no end, what Disney is doing, what Joe Biden is doing, what Ukraine, what is happening here. And this is the conflict that I have, and I've been sharing with my audience and with other experts that come on the show, is that on one hand, we have world events, and on the other hand, we have the prophetic, where God said, "Get ready, this is coming." And we start seeing the signs of all this, and we need to be careful how we discern what is happening on the world stage. Lest we forget that God knows exactly what's going on between Putin and Zelensky, what's happening within America, once strong and value-ridden, which is now cast aside its values and has left itself vulnerable, left our kids subject to indoctrination, and has left this country in such a way that everybody's scratching their head, Phil, going, wait a minute, this stuff is common sense. Why is common sense being counted? I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's like, hey, we need oil. Well, we got oil under our feet. Just flip the switch. What's the problem? No, we can't do that. We've got to ask the people that we're kind of like in a proxy war with for oil, we got to go and talk to another country that we used to get a lot of oil from. I kind of sound like Kamala Harris now, but we used to get a lot of oil from. But meanwhile, we've been telling them that the oil that they produce is ugly and it's terrible and it's the worst thing ever. But now we're going to go hat in hand and beg that they sell us some of that stuff that we say is so bad for us, right?
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head there when you said, you know, it doesn't make sense. And then the second thing that you said prior to that that also lines up and resonates so much with me is that when you see this kind of bad stuff happening, and I may be wrong in this one, I'm going to go and with the assumption I'm pretty right on it, that the great moves of God, the great revivals came at the despair and the discouragement and some low points in periods of history,
exactly.
When people finally said, let's call out to God. So I think we actually could look at this season, as dark as it is in many respects, as a dawn, you know, that's mm-hmm. coming after midnight. And so I'm encouraged. I'm not discouraged. There's a battle. This Disney thing for me is I take it personal because mm-hmm. I have 7 grandchildren. And yeah. So I'm not directly, but I'm indirectly, you know, involved in their lives, and I see what's happening. But I've got to tell you a cute story about that. Our 4-year-old, our daughter, canceled Disney, which I think everybody should do. And then when she was
the four-year-old cancels Disney.
No, my daughter canceled it.
Oh, the daughter. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
But my 4-year-old said, why are we canceling? I said, well, because Disney's trying to hurt people and telling bad stuff. And
right.
So, you know, they still have all the old, you know, kind of quality Disney stuff, you know, downloaded. But they still had one of the apps, but it was canceled on another TV. And so she went to her daddy and said, Daddy, you need to get this Disney off here. They try to hurt people. And I think the key is here, you know, when we teach generations righteousness, they can stand. And we had a great event with Sean Foyt, and it was with myself, Jürgen Mathias, Rob McCoy, you know, all the rebels of the California team here. And it was just such a great just to stand for righteousness, hear this great message of God, and everybody is. We're raising up righteousness, but we also had Turning Point USA, from college campus. We had 5 students from college campus.
Charlie Kirk. Yeah.
Yep. And we had 3 of the students were on Christian campuses, and they actually have more conflict on Christian campuses with woke than the secular ones.
Yeah.
Now go figure that one out.
Well, not surprising, Phil. This is what happens historically. And Jesus warned that even the elect, that they would not be deceived, right? So we're seeing this. This is all, you know, end times information. These are the signs that are there. I'll tell you, with you being there in Anaheim Hills, I'm surprised that there hasn't been a bonfire of, annual passport owners of Disney tickets, that they haven't just started a big bonfire there at the entrance there in Anaheim off of Harbor Boulevard and just said, you know, we're not going to put up with this stuff, that you want to groom our children, right?
Yeah, we have actually have a big rally planned at headquarters in Burbank.
You're going to go to Burbank. Okay, good.
Yeah, we're going to go to headquarters, and Fox and Friends has already picked up the story, so Sean Foyt will be doing an interview there. So, you know, this thing is just starting to happen, and I think when parents, you know, I've always said the key to changing anything is moms. You know, when you get an angry mom, anything happens. I mean, you know, anything is possible.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, that's true. And, you know, and God bless you for doing it. The other thing I would do is get some prayer warriors there at the entrance there at Disneyland and just have them on their knees just praying. You don't have to say anything, you know. Just pray.
Yep.
And pray that, you know, that the people would be able to come back in alignment with the vision that Walt Disney had originally. I mean, when you think about Walt Disney's history and who he was named after and everything, I mean, there is so much spiritual connotation and relationship with Walt Disney and the founding of Disneyland and this whole family event. I got to imagine if they, you know, because they always say that there are times when the souls find themselves spinning in their graves. I bet that, you know, Walt is spinning, you know, three ways to Sunday right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And let's get back on track. That's what I say.
Amen. More from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Back with you, Fred. fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Phil Hodgson Pillar. He is the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. We were just talking because Phil has been keeping me up to date with our good friend John Fleetwood, who is on staff. His official title, is he the director or editor for American Faith, Phil? What's his exact title?
Yeah, he's our managing editor, and so he started with us from day one, which has only been a year. But since that time, we've added two more, so we have a team of editors. Now we have three in addition to other staff members. So it's growing pretty good, and we're doing well.
Well, John is such a blessing, and he and I connected instantly when Phil put us into each other's orbit. And in this past week, he has been in Ukraine, and he's going to give us a full report next week. Phil's going to he's going to take a day off. Can you imagine? You know, a pastor who never rests, he decides he's going to take a day off and let John come in and fill his time and update us on his incredible experiences there on the front lines in Ukraine. I am looking forward to this, Phil.
Well, and, you know, for us, it's pretty exciting because it's our first, you know, time we have a, you know, a push on the ground in a war zone for American Faith. And, you know, we have our upcoming gala, which, Bill, if you're out here in California, I've got a special seat reserved for you. But we have our gala coming up on April 10th with Dennis Prager. And, you know, and then it looks like we're in contract negotiations for Candace Owens for next year. So, you know, it's really neat to see how it's really growing. And people are really loving AmericanFaith.com as a new source on a daily basis.
Well, thank God for alternatives like American Faith, even like this show, Phil. I am grateful for the networks that we're associated with. And I think about how many others traditionally, you know, I've been in broadcasting for over 50 years, worked with major stations and that would not touch the show because they don't want to talk about these things. I mean, even Fox News, disgustingly, all of a sudden they're claiming, you know, some sort of high ground like they were always reporting on the laptop from hell. You got to give me a break. I mean, you know, they started to report on it and then they were shut down. We have consistently reported, and there's other, you know, radio shows like ours that are still able to be, you know, independent, which is so critical for us to have that kind of platform, which, you know, like American Faith, is by the hand of God, Phil. Because otherwise, if we were associated with any of these, you know, major outlets, we'd have been canceled, you know, years ago, because they don't want us to pursue the truth. Because in the absence of truth, freedom is compromised, and this is what's under fire right now. I am so firmly convinced because of everything the Biden administration is doing, which is an extension of the Obama administration. Remember, he warned us. He said, get ready for the fundamental transformation of America. Well, he not only meant America, but the entire world, because we are marching straight down the yellow brick road of globalism and a one world government. And of course, we know that one will be the fake, because you always have the fake before we have the legitimate. The legitimate is ultimately what we will get when Jesus Christ reigns as the Lord of Lords, a King of Kings, and we're in a new heaven and new earth. But we've got to go through this exercise, and all the signs, you know, Phil, as a prophecy expert, are there. And one of the things that has to be, you know, surrendered is freedom of religion, an absence of truth, and an absence of freedoms altogether. I mean, forget about everything else. Forget about, you know, peace and happiness. I was just talking with a pastor over the weekend, and he was preaching about the joy of the Lord and this. And I said, there's a higher calling yet. And the higher calling is what Jesus came. He came to free us, to liberate those of us, all of us, who were incarcerated because we were in chains. We were in bondage. And this is what happens, and this is what Jesus gave us when he rose from the dead. When he went to the cross and rose from the dead, he gave us ultimate eternal freedom if we want to claim that. You know, and just as you're finding out when you go out there amongst you know, amongst the people, and they just kind of have a casual, laissez-faire attitude about their faith in God, and we're saying, wait a minute, if there's ever a time for you to really, you know, wire up and get serious with your relationship with God, it is now, because all this is drawing nigh, is it not?
It is, and, you know, what's the scripture say? Beware when there's ease in Zion, meaning that when you think all is well, Romans says, beware of being a sleeper, you know, that we need to be awake. We need to be watchful. I mean, all of these things are just kind of key biblical principles that sometimes we forget. And unfortunately, most of us don't change. I would say probably none of us change without some kind of a crisis that pushes us into, wow, I need to modify my life, my lifestyle, my view of world or whatever else. And I think that's why I think this whole thing with Disney is so critical, because they've been slipping in this stuff for, you know, for years. This is not new.
Yes.
And so the seduction of Disney is that everybody wants their kids to be happy. They produce quality content. The problem is that now the content has become so perverse that now you've got pushback from parents, which is exactly what needs to happen. It took a crisis. Quit using Disney as your babysitter and raise your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And I think that's the key. We've got to get back to basics here.
Kind of interesting, you know, I finally had a chance to see King Richard, and it was a great movie. And there's a scene in there where Will Smith playing, you know, Richard Williams, the father of Vanessa and Sabrina Williams, and he's trying to teach them on humility. And what do they pull out? They pull out a Disney movie. Cinderella. He says, we're going to sit down and watch Cinderella. And after it was all over, he asked the kids, he asked the girls, okay, what did you learn from the movie? Well, you know, they each had a different idea and the whole deal, but they missed the critical point. And they had missed it in such a degree that he wanted them to watch it again. You know, it was about humility. But I thought, how ironic. Here it is in the modern era with, you got Disney, you know, going full woke. You know, they want now 50% of the characters to be gay, all this stuff that's going on. And the number one movie features a movie on Cinderella, which is, again, a binary relationship between the princess and the prince, right?
Yeah. So. Disaster, you know, and hey, let's put another layer of disaster on there. And how about Will Smith? I mean, how about Will Smith just... You know, it's like the world, we woke up one day and the world was insane. That's how it feels.
Yes, exactly.
Crazy, insane, unfortunately, you know. So.
Well, you know, the bottom line of all this, and of course people touched on this, and this is really, this is a sad thing. You know, in fact, and the only reason I bring it up, because he and his wife were open. They sat there and they talked about it. She did a little podcast and talked about having an affair when they were apart, and even though Will, you know, says, well, as far as I was concerned, it was over, we were done. And meanwhile, she had this, which she didn't call an affair, it was an entanglement, as she called it. And it was interesting, it was rich, you know. But this is man's perception of trying to understand the offense of when you violate your marriage vows. And now it just becomes an entanglement. It's not adultery. It's not an affair. It's just an entanglement. And but you can tell that Will, he knows that deep in his heart, it was a violation of his marriage vow. And they can talk about, oh, it's a open marriage and all that kind of deal. If that was really the case, you know, then all of a sudden he wants to be self-righteous in protecting his wife. And I believe his reaction stems from that portion. I sound like a psychiatrist or a psychologist right now, and I'm sorry, but it's just insight that I have in this particular arena, is that his pain of that entanglement and experience with the wife of his life, you know, was manifest on Chris Rock's face. As he mentions in the movie, King Richard, he tells his daughter one time, he says, don't put any mean on my face. Well, he put mean on Chris Rock's face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he regrets it, I'm sure, now.
Well, and I knew instantly this was going to hurt his brand. It did. And I think that he was wise to take himself out of the fray and resign, you know, from the Academy.
I don't think he had a choice. I don't think it was willing.
Better he do it than they say, right? Yeah, exactly. You imagine? only because you brought it up. But what a mess. So we pray that nobody deals with entanglements, okay? Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, pal. Take care. God bless.
Aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sacramento police are reporting Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence that killed six people and 12 were wounded. Police Chief Kathy Lester provided no information about the suspects or the motive for the shooting that happened a few blocks from the state capitol. All shooters remain at large. Ukrainian authorities are investigating possible war crimes by Russia after finding hundreds of executed bodies near Kyiv after Kremlin forces withdrew.
Bucha massacre is the most outrageous atrocity of the 21st century. By what we've seen in Bucha and vicinity, we can conclude that Russia is worse than ISIS.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, in the town of Bucha, 23 miles northwest of Kyiv city center, Reuters reported seeing a man executed with his hands tied behind his back. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back 20 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, all that we're reporting on is to prepare you, to understand, you know, what is going on, because we're being gamed. So much faux information, fake news is out there. You got to know. You know the fake news from the Russians. You know fake news from Iran coming at us. Even Ukraine. You've got to be discerning of what is going on. You've got to step back, step away from all this. Yes, we see the devastation is happening in Ukraine, but you know why? What is the point of all this? And how certain forces are using this, even our country, how they're taking full advantage of this? And you wonder, you go, wait a minute, what's happening? I mean, all of a sudden we have a shortage of oil, gas prices up, you got a president saying, well, it's Putin's fault and that sort of thing. No, I mean, you look at it and you look at the realistic timeline and you see what happened with President Biden and the left's plan and what they have thrust upon the American people, and you see why we're dealing with inflation. And now you see a $5 trillion+ budget. 4% for the military at a time when you sit there and go, okay, maybe we should be a little bit more aggressive with our military right now, or at least have somebody come in and say, hey, I think there's a lot of waste in the military. Maybe we can look and see what we can do to really, you know, redistribute and reassign these dollars away from bureaucratic intentions and look at a true war effort here. Because we have got to really take a war footing here in preparation with what's happening with Russia, what's happening in Ukraine, what the Chinese are doing, and here you've got a soon-to-be nuclear Iran that could really create all kinds of havoc. And we've elected a president that is a direct threat to all that we know that is America. Yes, I said that. And it is that serious when you think about how they've been manipulating things. This is by no accident, ladies and gentlemen. This is being done and by a specific plan, and it's determined by globalists, okay? And, we hear about the globalists, America will always be around. And
how are you? What?
It's not happening. Hey, look, we got Jeff Carrere with us right now, my good friend. He's Louisiana's favorite son. He's out of the weather. Everything's okay, Jeff, for you and the family?
Yes, we had 2 weeks in a row of tornadoes in the area, but fortunately we were fine, and we're going to be helping out some of the folks that were hit by it. So thank you for your concern, my friend.
Well, God loves Louisiana for the beignets and the great people there, because for all that you've been pummeled with and you come up strong as ever, it's quite the testimony. And we thank God for protecting Louisiana and parts of the neighborhood there, because it has been devastating. And, reports have been, heartbreaking, to say the least. Jeff, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, from the weather to the politicians, it's one thing after another, Bill. But we're persevering, my friend.
Yes, amen. Like all of us, this is the American way of life. It is the home of the land, land of the free and brave. And now more than ever, free and brave needs to be the rallying cry. Interesting that it was said that, for God's sake, this man cannot remain in power. Something that Joe Biden said, but it's like that old saying, you point one finger out, you got three coming back at you. And this is what Donald Trump had to underline and take full advantage, that how much more of Joe Biden can America put up with?
It's been a disaster. Donald Trump said accurately that you could put the five worst presidents of all time together, and Joe Biden has done more damage than that in 15 months. I mean, it's just been a real horror show, Bill, when you look at everything he's done, from the economy to the border, to crime, to international affairs, the military, Afghanistan. Horrible leadership during this Ukraine war, prior to the war, after the war. How can anybody have any confidence? I mean, he can't get through a sentence without a gaffe. Over the weekend, more gaffes in Poland,
right?
Gaffes. I mean, these are serious mistakes, Bill, that could really lead to a war, possibly, or the loss of life.
Well, and people need to understand, this isn't by accident. This is all by design. Open borders. I mean, we're letting in hundreds of thousands of people across the border at such peril for America's citizens, and even for these people coming across the border, they're being sex trafficked. The people that are winning are the cartels. It was estimated something like $20, $30 billion of windfall profit to the cartels because of Joe Biden's open borders. I mean, how does that make sense, that you're going to imperil these young people and draw them into sex trafficking, and meanwhile have people come into our country with compromised values? I mean, here we are, we're on the verge of confirming a Supreme Court justice who is very liberal in her mindset, that doesn't want to hold people with pornographic child porn in their position, to want to hold them accountable. But meanwhile, we're letting people come across our border that have no problem, Jeff, with having sex with young kids. And I'm talking even preteens.
Yeah.
That's part of their culture. So now that's coming into our country. So what are we doing here?
I know. We've got to protect our children, and we're not doing it. Just look at what's going on with Disney. Look at what's going on, with this judge who's soft on child porn offenders. Look at what is going on, as you say, at the border. Look at what's happening in places like Florida, where all this opposition to Ron DeSantis' very common sense legislation to try to protect children from being indoctrinated and from being groomed and from being fed all this information about sexual activity at a four-year-old age, 5 years old. I mean,
yeah, it's insane.
Child abuse. It's child abuse.
Yes. Well, it really isn't, and you wonder, you know, and part of the thing that I've said before is that, you know, the gay LGBTQ community, see, they don't reproduce. So the only way that they can enlarge their group of people is through indoctrination. This is their plan. I mean, when you have a teacher on television, I think she was in charge of a fourth, fifth grade class, and she claimed that 43% of her class, she was all proud, are now reporting to be trans. 43%, Jeff.
That is sad. That is sick. That is sad. That is unacceptable. And, you know, I just think back to my grade school days. All of this was so foreign. We were innocent. We were having fun, playing in the yard, recess. Allowed to be children, Bill. Allowed to be children without this kind of material being thrown in our face. And it's just, it's wrong. It's sick. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think parents are saying no. I mean, protect children from all kinds of sexual content. Heterosexual, homosexual, any kind of content like that should be off limits to these children.
Well, the fact of the matter is, just like in Germany during, you know, Hitler's days, the people of reason had the numbers. 90% were not fascists. It was only 10%. And America needs to learn from and get this from history, is that all it takes is good people to say nothing, to allow these radicals to take over our country and destroy the Constitution and destroy the future of the next generations behind us, Jeff. And America has to take the stand, and if we have to follow the mama bears of this country, so be it. Let them lead the way to protect our children, and we need to fortify. We need to fortify our citizen army against these radicals, because Joe Biden is. And I hate to tell it to this straight, but this is really the whole truth and nothing but. Joe Biden is not a friend to America's families. He is the worst president. You don't need to. You know, you just look at the fruit of the tree that he is delivering to us, every bit of fruit. I mean, whether we're talking about energy independence, our national security, everything has been compromised because he no longer believes in the America that you and I grew up to believe and love, Jeff.
He's been captured by the radical left of his party. He's pursuing policies he has no support for. He has no mandate for any of this. People are fighting back. Look at Virginia, Bill. It's going to happen in the midterms. It happened in place in Florida. We had some successes here fighting the mandates. I think there's going to be a groundswell of opposition to this agenda. It's going to build and build and build. And I think come November, there's going to be a political earthquake that I think is going to be a resounding no to this radical agenda. That's what I'm working toward, Bill, and I hope we're going to see it at the polls.
Well, my friend Jeff Cruer, I'm joined at the hip with you to that end, buddy. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend.
Your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something
something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And we have the director of PluggedIn.com, Adam Holtz, joining us now. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. I'm just watching. You know, the thing to observe about our humanity is it can be hysterical. I mean, if you just step back and watch what's going on, yes, there's all kinds of serious stuff. And meanwhile, you know, you get some weird stories like this Brazilian charmer who decided to marry nine wives. I guess that was his thing because he wanted to celebrate free love. And one of the wives is saying no joy and she wants out. And he's just like shocked. He goes, I can't believe she wanted to have me all to herself.
Right? I mean, sometimes what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander, I guess.
I guess not. I mean, I'm still perplexed. I mean, I read about Solomon, who was supposedly the wisest man, God said, that ever walked the earth. And he had something like 1,000 wives and concubines and whatever. And go, what was this guy thinking? And he was the smartest guy ever. I mean, the smartest guy ever would get himself, as Will Smith would say, entangled. You know,
right.
It's like, really? You know, it's like, Lord have mercy. I mean, it's hard enough taking care of one, much less 1,000.
I'm right there with you. Full agreement.
Yeah. I just think, I remember years ago there was an interview, a local station went to interview person in Utah. It was a family in Utah. It was a man married to two women. And at one point he looked into the camera with the fear of God, no less. And he says, I know a lot of you guys are thinking, wow, he's got it made. He says, you have no idea. you know, and with all the conflict that's going on as to, you know, who would have who and at what time and whose turn and what have you and all the drama that's happening, which is amazing, which only reminds me what Jesus said, you know, when the one man had proffered the idea saying, hey, look, at here's this this woman. She's married to this one guy. And one brother, and he dies, and so, you know, in Jewish tradition, you know, brother right. number two needs to step up in order to keep the line going. Okay, well, this woman was, I guess she's pretty hard, because she went through seven brothers, according to the story, as they related to Jesus. And their question was, okay, you know, in heaven, you know, here she's gone through all seven brothers, whose husband is she when they get to heaven? And Jesus says, "Oh, you don't understand." He says, "When you get to heaven, there's no marriage in heaven." And you know, and I thought about that. I said, "Oh God, you're such a kidder." I mean, for all that we went through here on earth with marriage, now we get to heaven and there's no marriage in heaven. So what is that telling us?
Right.
Just saying.
And I think it's related to the idea that collectively we're all the bride of Christ, and I certainly don't pretend to be able to get my head around what that means, but I think that is at least part of the theological rationale for that arrangement in heaven. But I imagine when we get there, we'll have bigger fish to fry, you know, in terms of just taking a look at the vastness of creation in perfection, undefiled by sin. You know, I take comfort in the passage in Revelation. I think it's in chapter 22. You know, he'll wipe away every tear from our eyes. And certainly this is a place of tears. And certainly for some people it's a place of more tears than you could possibly count. And so
right. Exactly.
I'm thankful for a hope that will transcend the suffering of this place.
You see, and I think we got a little peek of what awaits us in heaven. You know, when our founding fathers, even before them, the pilgrims, who understood what God was giving us in terms of freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, and ultimate freedom in heaven. I mean, all this, there's no fussing. I mean, it just flows in the goodness of God himself. The way God designed us to be, the way we would naturally glorify him, because of all that he has put in us and designed in us, all coming together in a way that we complement one another. We're not competing with one another,
right.
But we're really, truly adding to one another's day and having the freedom to do so. Because ultimately, when you look at what we're dealing with right now, Adam, the way I see it, is that freedom is under attack. You know, people talk about, you know, religion. They talk about all this, all those other things. But really, it's freedom. It's what Jesus came to liberate us from, the chains of this, you know, of this culture, of this world, the matters of the worries of this world. Jesus came to liberate us and to set the captives free.
Right.
And, you know, but are we willing, this side of heaven, to be conscious and live with that reality? Or are we going to set ourselves up and worry? And I'm, look, it's no easy deal. You know, we've got a lot of forces right now that are against that ideal that are happening, whether we're looking at what's going on in Ukraine, what's happening here at our southern border, what's happening in America today, what's going on with the culture, what we saw with Will Smith. I mean, you just go on down the line, Disney, how they're grooming, they say they're grooming our kids now. It's like, this is total madness.
Yeah.
That's happening. But this is what the world, this is the world's version. This is not God's version of what freedom and what life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness should really be about, right?
No, that's exactly right. And I think that obviously we could talk about freedom from several overlapping, you know, spheres. If we wanted to do a Venn diagram, we could talk about it philosophically. We could talk about it politically. We could talk about it theologically. I think that the freedom that the founding fathers conceived has been perverted. And I think that on all of those levels in our culture, now when we think of freedom, our first thought is, I get to do whatever I want on my terms and nobody gets to tell me anything. And that's not that's not biblical freedom, and I don't even think that that's even close to the kind of freedom that the founding fathers really conceived of, that we think about freedom from something as opposed to freedom for something. What are we created right. for? Where do we find the most satisfaction in living? And Jesus says, you know, he who clings to his life in the world isn't going to have anything, I'm paraphrasing, but right. he who gives up his life has everything. And I think that the kingdom understanding of freedom flips it on its head, that it's not about getting everything I want for me, but I am actually free to let go of pursuing a life that's completely centered on myself. And I can pursue the calling that God has given me to be a blessing, to be a light, to be an encouragement to other people. And I think, unfortunately, I think our culture has it pretty messed up, Bill. But there's a different understanding of what freedom is. And when we're free from sin, we are free to love and not focus so much on ourselves.
Well, exactly. And when we think that here we are a couple of weeks away from celebrating the monumental key point to that end, as you say, when Jesus went to the cross and rose, we were liberated. We were truly liberated from sin and death. Think about that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that just brings me to my knees, if I can say that, Adam. I mean, it just, you know, if that doesn't cause you to scream hallelujah, I don't know what else it's going to take. But to your point, we are coming closer and closer to that crossroads, that punctuation point in the timeline that God has set forth for his creation, for us to come into understanding. And the fullness of that, as much as can be realized this side of heaven right now, for a divine purpose, because, you know, we're all under attack. I mean, what is happening?
Right.
I mean, common sense has been thrown out the door, and everybody's scratching and go, what is Biden thinking? You know, what is Putin thinking? Wait a minute. They're thinking something totally different than what we believe in terms of the Constitution and whatever history we may remember, you know, from our elementary classes and maybe afterwards, possibly, if we went to study history further. It is in contrast. It just does not make sense. But
right.
we were warned that it would come down to this, that the world would not make sense. And this is what's happening, you know, when you have a president that says, it realizes that energy is leverage and that we need to have oil. His answer is, hey, we're just going to release a million gallons from our reserve. Well, wait a minute. How about becoming energy free again? We were already there, right?
No, we were so, there, and we squandered it. And
yeah.
And there's just, yeah, like you said, Bill, I think as somebody, some famous person, I can't remember who once said, sometimes common sense isn't so common, you know.
Right.
And we're living, again, to bring it back to Scripture, the time of the judges was a time that God frowned upon because every man and every woman did what was right in his or her own eyes. And, you know, when everybody is focused on themselves, the end result is chaos, not life.
Well, and this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and we're moving more that way. It's intensifying because it's all coming to a conclusion. And so, like the song says, people get ready.
Yeah.
The train is coming. You know,
yep.
it is coming, and it will not be stopped. And this is why, you know, Adam, and I've been saying this repeatedly this morning, my prayers are conflicted because I want to be consistent with God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, and you don't want to be like Peter and try to upend God's intent for all the things that are happening in our culture right now. So get ready. I think it's our opportunity to be in line with God's ultimate purpose for all his creation. And may God bless you. Adam Holtz,
amen.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. and sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Every